13:32, 4BU, it's the Big Brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious, the Bee Gees. You should be dancing. Well, I did dancing once. Never, ever again. There is known as the Daniel Two-Step because I got two left feet. Lovely to have your company this morning. Don't forget those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. And joining me in the studio is the Deputy Mayor for Bundaberg Regional Councillor, Councillor Bill Trevor OAM. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. Firstly, I guess because we had a councillor on last week, we'll find out a little bit more about your division and what you look after with the Bundaberg Regional Council.
Yeah, well, my division is Division 2, which is basically centred on Childers, Cadalba, Appletree Creek, Buxton, Woodgate, out to the North Burnett near the Larnell, up to the Burnett River, and then I come right back into Kentucky Bluegrass mm-hmm. here in Bundaberg and down to Kuna Beach. So it's quite a big area.
I was going to say, that just sounds like a very small area that you need to cover.
Yeah, and a growing area at Parklands as well, as a lot of new homes gone up there recently.
And you also look after a very specific portfolio, apart from being Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, look, my portfolio is the roads portfolio. Yep. That's the biggest spend normally on council each and every year. And, you know, we're trying to upgrade the road network system around the place. Never fast enough for everyone, simply because the money doesn't stretch as far as you'd like from time to time. But it's a major focus of council, and some of the big projects we've just signed off on finished, Three Chain Road, second extension out there, Bathamba Road. You know, there's more roads money coming out. Boggy Creek Bridge has just been upgraded, those sort of things. So, we're working hard to try and fill some of those spots. We've got a growing community moving further out into parts of the region, which makes it hard because there's roads we've never had a lot to do with before that are getting busier and busier.
So do you negotiate with the state and federal governments to get road money, or does this come from bits from council and they throw bits in as well?
Oh, look, there's a number of programs out there like, with the Bridges Renewal Funding is where we get some of our money to partner with the federal government do some of those bridges. There'll be Black Spot funding coming through, FAGS grants funding come through from the federal government, which is distributed by the state government. Mm-hmm. And that's been a bit of a kick to council in the private parts recently because we've had a reduction in our financial assistance grants the federal government being distributed to other councils out in the Queensland environment. Mm-hmm. So that's hurt a bit, but never enough money for roads.
So ultimately, at the end of the day, you're the person that I come to if I've got a pothole at the end of my street to come and fix?
Well, you're very welcome to come and talk to me about it, but I'd like to hope that you'd use Snap, Send, Solve, which will get that problem in there a lot quicker.
Well, good segue. Love it, because I wanted to talk about SnapTember. Can you tell us what this is? I saw it on your Facebook page over the last couple of days, so can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, council has been encouraging ratepayers out there to use the Snap, Send, Solve app. That'll get things through very quickly to council staff who look after those issues. But SnapTember is all about, it's an annual competition. Council took part in it last year, and it comes from the Snap, Send, Solve people directly. And it has a new theme each and every week. So the four themes this year are September 11th, Dump Rubbish, that week, September 12th, 8th to 18th, overgrown vegetation, and 19th to 25th is abandoned shopping trolleys, and 26th of September to 30th is graffiti. So if you want to download the app and play the game in those weeks, there's an opportunity for you to win $250 for yourself, and also the company will donate $250 to a charity of your choice.
Okay, so that's happening pretty much now as we speak. Next Thursday, Deputy Mayor, is obviously the National Day of Mourning for the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Obviously, a number of services will be closed, but will there still be some services running on that particular Thursday?
Yeah, look, the garbage services and the tips will still be open, so those services will run. And council is trying to assist a number of people who are wanting to make a contribution at the time of the Queen's death. So our service centres, our libraries, if you want to go on in there and need a hand to go online and sign the condolence book that's been put out, our staff are happy to help you do that. And also, the Queen's funeral service will be live streamed at the Moncrief Entertainment Centre on Monday, the 19th of September. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a number of organisations around the region holding their own services in their neck of the woods.
Really appreciate your time this morning. There's plenty of other things that we could talk about, but we'll hold those over for another day, as they say. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I look forward to coming back and discussing other issues with you that affect our ratepayers across the region.
Oh, trust me, there's plenty to talk about. Deputy Mayor Councillor Bill Trevor, OAM, joining us on 1332 4BU.